This is it, the show we've been waiting for, your holiday gift-giving guide for 2020. Anna and I have broken it all down for you this year. We will each be sharing our gift ideas broken down into categories ranging from $25 and under to $300 and under, including a splurge item, doing it all in an organized way so that it's enjoyable and not stressful at all. Thoughtful gifts for your loved ones. It's one big planning and ideas conversation all about holiday gifting. So let's get started. Welcome to One Conversation at a Time. I'm your host, Kelly, and I invite you to join me and my guest as we share our observations about life. As humans, we have a real desire to connect with each other and learn from one another. Let's share secrets, stories, relationships, good days, bad days, and everything in between. So let's get started. Welcome back to One Conversation at a Time. I'm Kelly, your host, along with Anna Ingram as my co-host. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Anna, it's officially the holiday season.
It is official. We are in full swing.
We are, and I'm so excited. Thanksgiving's done.
Yeah.
Halloween is done, and we are flying into the holidays, and it's time to celebrate.
Yes.
We have all definitely missed some celebrating this year in 2020, right? And so I think gift giving is going to be, I think, a little more special this year.
Yeah, a little bit more thought put into it, right? Especially if you're not going to be seeing maybe your family or some friends.
Right.
Like I know for me, I'm not going to be seeing my family. So it's just a little bit more special.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. So you won't get to see them?
No. No, they're still in Seattle. So yeah, so it's just, it is. It's going to be more special.
It's more special. And so I think it's, and I also think it is a little easier because buying online, I don't know. I've gotten, I guess, kind of good at it now.
Yes. It's a bad thing to be good at, right?
It's a bad thing to be bad. Yes, you're right. But I think so. I'm kind of excited about this year. And I'm going to start us off with a few tips I have, okay, to get the holiday shopping started. And let me know if you like these or already do them or you have something to add. So tip number one, always start with making a list.
Mm-hmm. I'm a list maker.
You agree?
I love lists. I go through post-its like it's no one's business.
Oh, this is so good. We need to do a podcast on making lists, okay? Because there is a technique to it.
And really?
Like an art, you know? And I like to learn about, anyway, we'll have to do that. Okay, so always start with your list, right? I mean, always start with my family, right? It's a good place to start that list. And then I have a list of people that I want to recognize that you know, help me throughout the year, and whether it's the girl that walks our dog or Andy, my manicurist and pedicurist, and a list for those folks that you really do want to recognize too. So start with a list.
Yep.
First thing to do. Number two tip from me. Do your shopping ahead of time. Do not wait until the last minute.
Yes. I will say I usually am really good about doing it ahead of time.
Okay.
And online makes it, I feel like, easier to do ahead of time, but also it's a dangerous hole to fall into.
Yes.
It's because you could easily wait till the last minute.
Oh, I know, right? I mean, and with the online and the shipping, I think the shipping is going to be
an issue this year.
An issue.
I think so, too.
And so, don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait.
Don't wait. Tip number three, buy a few extra things. Always going to be someone extra that you need a gift for.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
And I'm going to do better at that this year because I'm good at, like, sticking to my list, but I've not been really good in the past about the few extra things.
Right.
So I'm going to do better about that. And actually, yesterday I did pick up some bottles of champagne that I thought would be like extra nice.
I think
gifts
that's so nice.
Because if you get caught, you know, kind of by surprise, that's a good gift to have.
Yes, so, it really is.
Okay. So You want to get started?
Yes, I'm really excited. Well, I was going to say one thing. So, okay. So you mentioned lists.
Yes.
How early do you start making your list as like ideas for people?
Probably before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Do you?
I actually make a list in my phone that I keep all year round.
Are you kidding?
And so, because what will happen is I'll be, you know, with Russell somewhere and he'll be like, oh, that's so cool. And I would never remember it.
Yes.
Come December, you know.
Okay, that's impressive.
And so I'll just, but I have a running list that has probably been going on for 3 years now. And so what will happen is I'll just make ideas.
Yes.
And so some years I'll take some of those and then some years I still think it's a great idea, but so I'll just keep it on the list.
Right.
Delete it if I give it to them.
That's impressive.
Highly recommend it. It really does come in handy.
Yes, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I have a section for Russell. I have a section for my mom, my dad, Russell's parents, Russell's sister.
So good.
My, you know, just so it's a really good thing to just have.
Yeah.
If you, especially if you're like looking for birthday ideas too.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm, you know, sometime before Thanksgiving is when I start and that's
kind of. That's still early.
It's debatable.
Still early.
Okay. So we're going to start with stocking stuffers.
Yeah. We're going to get right down to
it. Right. I loved receiving stockings.
Me too. Stocking is my favorite part.
Me too. And I knew we were kindred spirits. And my mom always just knocked it out of the park
me
with stockings.
Me too. That's why I think the stocking is the best thing ever.
But then it almost becomes like, it's hard to like outdo yourself.
Yes. It really
next
is.
Year.
It really is. I remember having memories of where I would always get a stocking, you know, from my parents, Santa, and whoever. And then my grandparents would always give me a stocking too. So I would always get
two
stockings.
Oh,
and
stop.
It was the best.
Wow. Okay. I'm jealous about that.
Yes.
So, okay. Tell us what your stocking stuffer ideas are.
So my stocking has a little bit of everything because I feel like my stocking that I usually get are things that I use daily, like chapstick or things, you know, like little things that I just need refillable. Like one of them on my list is perfume.
Oh,
I always get
that's a good one.
Refill perfume
on
Christmas in my stocking, which my favorite is Chloe.
Oh, okay.
That's been my favorite.
Okay, good to know.
I also just love like little things. I think personalized stationery is always never goes out of style.
Right.
I think that's so unique, and it's a little something
and you need
small.
To have it
and
on hand.
Yes, it's nice to have on hand.
Yes.
I also think a face mask set, because they have so many good.
You mean like the facial?
Yes. So my favorite gift
set. The gel.
Set, yes, okay. My favorite gift set that's out there is the Peter Thomas Roth gift set.
Okay.
And you can get, I have the little jars, so it's 6 jars, and
I've never heard of this.
Yes, and they have all different kinds. So there's like a rose stem cell mask, a cucumber mask, a pumpkin enzyme mask.
Wow.
And it's just, and I've used it all the time. And they actually have a smaller one with just kind of like sample tubes.
Yeah.
Which is under $20.
Okay. Okay. And by the way, we should mention, we are going to link.
Yes.
All of these things we mentioned today, so you don't have to, you know, try to write it down as we, you know, go through this list. But that's a great one.
So that one, which I think is so great, because I use it all the time, and I will take it on trips with me. Me and my girlfriend's world, we'll do them together.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then my last one on the list is Gooder sunglasses. We've talked about these before.
Anna is famous for this. She has the entire tennis team wearing these sunglasses.
That's because now, you know, we have our nice sunglasses, right? That we'll like wear out to lunch or whatever.
Right.
But these Gooder sunglasses, they're spelled G-O-O-D-R. They're made from like silicone, so they are slip and sweat resistant.
They are amazing.
So when you're outside playing tennis or hiking or running or golfing, whatever it may be, they stay on
you. They stay on.
I love them.
And I love that.
Yeah.
What I love more is that they're stylish.
Yeah, and they have them in all different colors, all different frames, all different lens colors.
It was so funny. After you first told me about those, I found them in a golf shop, and I bought 4 pair.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
4 pair. And it's funny because AR loves them, Jack wears them, and now we all can just grab a pair and go. I mean, really great idea.
Yes.
Really take that as a good
and
stocking
they're not
stuffer.
That expensive,
they're
which
not
is nice.
Very affordable.
So, like, I just keep a pair in my tennis bag.
I want to say maybe like $40.
I think it's less than that.
Is it less than
that? I think it's like $25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Really good.
Really good stuff. Yes. And it's great because it can be for guys or girls.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Okay.
Highly recommend
it. Okay. That's good. All right. Is that it for your stocking stuffer?
Yes. What about
you? Okay. So I always do iPhone chargers.
Oh,
because my family cannot keep up with iPhone chargers.
And they steal everyone else's.
Yes. Yes. So
that's
you always
in our
get
house too.
A new charger in the stockings I put together. Okay. This year, it's funny when you said mask. I have mask on my list too,
really?
But mine is more the
The face?
The COVID mask.
That's hilarious.
I know, because it's like, okay, this is going to be a first.
Right.
Right?
Right.
To put a mask.
It's not going out of style.
No, in their stockings. And so I've got a few of those. And then I do like what you, except, you know, the chapsticks and that.
Right. Like but, gum, like all that kind of random
but
stuff.
But my kids always know they're going to get new toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Okay.
And so
healthy teeth.
at first I think it's like, it was like a, you know, they're like, really? Toothpaste and toothbrush? And then if I skipped it 1 year, they were like, where's our toothbrushes and toothpaste? And I'm
so
like,
I have to keep up
with
it.
Oh, so you liked it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to put a few little things like that in there too. And I'm all about, lipstick, which we'll get to in one of my other categories, but I think some lipstick, you know, for a girl and then the chapstick for a guy.
Yeah.
So, okay. Those are good.
Those are really good.
I know. You know,
some good ideas
I need
now.
To though, I need to find a better stocking. I need a bigger stocking.
Don't we all need bigger stockings?
Because
to fit more
even
presents.
If you do want to put some socks or mittens or you can only get a couple of things.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately,
they make them. So I need to find a good fat stocking.
And do you all have matching stockings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then if you get someone new, you're going to have to get them all new. Then,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. 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 And actually, I did buy some new ones last year. I forgot about that. I'll have to go dig those out. Okay, moving on. Okay, here's the category, $25 and under. All right, go, Anna. Tell us what you got.
Okay, so how I did these was I picked a favorite thing, and then I picked a local favorite thing.
Okay.
So one of my favorite things is called the Franz Gray Salted Caramels. Have you heard of these?
No.
Caramels. Okay.
No.
So they.
But I love caramels.
Well, then you would love these.
Okay.
These are actually local from Seattle. So I grew up with them.
Oh.
Yes. And they are.
Fantastic.
Amazing. So they made like a couple magazines, like favorite overall chocolate or something like that. Like back in like early 2000s. And then after it kind of hit that mainstream, it blew up.
Really?
But they still make small batch caramels.
Yes.
And so they're famous for their gray salted caramels.
Oh.
And they are so good. And
really?
The boxes are so, and you can tell it's just like high quality chocolates and caramels.
Okay.
And so my mom would actually always get me some.
Yes.
And you can only really buy them at the Franz chocolates, but sometimes they will sell them in like the airport at like the like a fancy little like you know station in the airport because it's such a good gift to bring home. And so
you order them online?
You can order them online and they do gift boxes.
Perfect.
And they will wrap them with like a particular color ribbon and it's so pretty. And they actually have 12 for $25.
Really?
Yes. And so you can go to franz.com. That's franz.com. And you can order them. But it's, I mean, they are so good. So we actually had them at our wedding for wedding favors.
You did?
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. Write that website down. And you did? Okay. So we can give that to
franz.com
to get that.
Yes. It is. They're so good.
I love
and it's
that.
So funny because when my mom would come visit all the time, she'd bring them for Russell's parents. Oh. And Russell's mom would hide them from his dad because she's like, you don't appreciate them. No. They're so good.
No, these are mine. Yes. I don't blame you. Yes. Good job, Maggie.
Highly recommend those. Okay. And they're so pretty, like how they package them too. You know that you kind of you eat with your eyes first and
absolutely.
It's so pretty.
Absolutely.
Which I appreciate a good
package. I do too. I do too.
Yeah. And then my other option for $25 and under is something local. Go to Reclaimed Inspired Goods, and they have such a good array of candles. And
okay.
We've talked about this before. We love a good candle.
Girls. Yeah. Yes, we are.
You cannot have enough candles. No. Put one in the bathroom, put one in the kitchen.
Great gift.
Put one in the bedroom, wherever.
And I think that's a good kind of extra gift to have ready.
100%.
Right?
100%. And everyone loves a candle because it's useful too.
Yes. And Reclaimed has such beautiful things. Yes. I mean, it goes in anyone's decor, fits nicely.
I love it.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah. So those are my two options. What about you?
I'll take one of each of those. Okay. Okay. The caramels and the candle.
Okay. Maybe next week we can just gift each of us the same thing on our list.
Exactly. Okay. So for me, my item is one of the charm bracelets by Courtney Wells Designs. She's a local, actually happens to be my neighbor.
Yeah.
And if you follow her on Instagram, she's been posting all of these pictures of bracelets and earrings and necklaces. And every time she puts something up, I'm like, oh, I need that.
Oh, they're so
pretty. I need that. I mean, Instagram shopping is dangerous, right?
It really is.
It really is. So, but she put these beautiful gemstone charm bracelets on there. And I hope you're not listening right now, Caroline, but they are great. And she was running a special on, they were $22 each, or you buy two and they're $20 each for two.
For two. Yeah.
I mean, 20 each. If you buy two.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was having a little sale on that. So that's my recommendation.
I love that.
Under 25.
And she's local too.
I know, right? Yeah. I love that. Okay. So let's move on to gifts under $50.
Okay.
What you got?
So my first one is the Pura fragrance device.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before.
Yes. Okay. So, you keep talking. I want to show you something on my phone that came up today.
An Instagram ad?
Yes.
For Pura?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It knew that we were going to talk about it.
Go ahead, though. Tell me about it. But I want to show you this picture, too.
So, for those who aren't familiar, the Pura device, basically.
So, look at this. It plugs into the wall?
Yes. So, it plugs into the wall. It's kind of like a wallflower, if anyone is, or like a Gladen plug-in.
Yes.
But like a fancier version.
Okay.
And so, it doesn't necessarily look like a plug-in, right?
Right. No, this picture is like, it's a round disc.
Yeah.
It's white.
Yeah.
It's very attractive.
Yes. And so what happens
And you kept talking about this, but I couldn't visualize what it was.
So it is. It's like a round, almost like the size of a CD.
Yes.
And you plug it into your wall in whatever room you want to smell nice. And what's nice is that they have two different oil scents that you can insert.
Okay.
And it has an app that you use on your phone, so you can choose what scent you want to smell at the certain time, and you can set a schedule. So, you know, if you're not going to be
on
home,
and off during the day,
yes, and you can set the intensity level. So,
this
like a 10 for intensity level, or if you don't want it so much, if it's a small space, you do like a 2.
Okay,
so you preload those, and they have a ton of different scents. So, if you like Nest candles,
are you buying these somewhere local, or do you order?
No, you order them online.
I mean, I know that Gourmet & Company carries Nest.
Yes.
But I've never seen the, is it Pura?
Pura, yeah.
I haven't seen the Pura.
I'm not sure. Okay, I've only bought it online. Okay. And that's, and you buy, it's, they actually did a really great job because on their app, they have a shop where you can buy all the different scents. So they have Nest scents, they have LAFCO scents. They have, you know, just all different.
Okay, so it's not like, specific to Nest.
No. So they have have Volcano, like Capri Blue Volcano scents.
Okay, I got it now.
They're like bougie scents.
Oh, yeah.
They're not the warm vanilla sugar, which like that smells great, but like,
I know,
they're like the candles that you would get, but you would insert it into this device.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
I'm going to do this because now that I kind of visualize it and see it and understand it, because I've done the diffusers before,
but they don't really work. Yes, I agree with that.
So that's amazing.
Yeah. So I actually have two. I have one I have one in our bedroom that I just have on like a low, low intensity. Mm-hmm. And then I have one in our living room. And that's such a good gift because it's under $50.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes. And then my other option is I love Monkeys. It's a local boutique in Johnson City.
Yes. Yes.
And I love getting new winter accessories. And I figure everyone probably loves to receive winter accessories.
Oh, absolutely. Like
and they have the cutest beanies with a little palm on the top.
Really?
And like cute little gloves. And I always think that's just like such a nice little gift to give someone, especially, I mean, the fact that it already snowed here. Who's to say what the rest of the winter is going to be like?
It was such a beautiful snow, though, on the first day of December.
It was perfect.
I mean, it got me in the mood for this podcast for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great
idea. So those are my two options. What about you?
Okay, so for my 50 and under, I'm going to go back one more time to Courtney Wells Designs for her layering necklaces. They really are so pretty. And they are anywhere, I think, from $30 to $40 each.
Okay.
And beautiful. You've got to check her out, her Instagram, Courtney Wells Designs. Okay. But my other one under 50, and I've got this on my iPad here, I want to show you because you kind of introduced me to this. Mm-hmm. And okay, so headbands. Uh-huh. Have made a comeback.
Yes, they really have.
I mean, did you wear headbands like in high school?
Not really in high school.
Junior high?
Now, growing up, like, you know, I definitely did. I feel like more kind of like early college.
Okay.
I wore like the cute statement headbands, but not like the...
They've made a comeback, right? And okay, so you're going to have to say this for me. It's Leela. What's her name? Sadawi?
I
don't know. Okay, it's on our link. But Leela Sadawi, we think it is. Look at that headband, that maroon velvet.
Pretty.
And they're
so
puffy.
Pretty.
You know, they're just so can change an outfit quickly.
Yeah, or just if
for
you
holiday.
Were wearing like all black or something, just it's a nice little pop.
Exactly.
And I will say I have one of her headbands, the one with the pearls on it.
Oh, yes, they come embellished with
They're so comfortable and it really does. It
really
like
pretty.
Adds to any.
Oh, I'm telling you. Now, those that have the jewels on them, they're more expensive.
They are.
But for under $50, you can get the velvet ones. And
I love the velvet. That's such a rich color, too.
It's such a good, good gift. Oh, I hope someone gets me one. Okay. So those are my two things for under
$50.
I know, right, Caroline? I do hope you're making a list for your dad. Maybe I'll just email him this list.
I was going to say, sometimes that's just the easiest thing because there's
a link. Exactly. Let's just email it to him. Okay. So under $100. We're moving up here, Anna.
Okay.
Okay. We're getting to the good stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So
what you got?
Under $100.
Mm-hmm.
My first option is Lake Pajamas.
Oh, yes.
And
you are famous for this. This is so good.
So this is actually so funny. So Lake Pajamas, they are based out of a store in Charleston. They only have one storefront, and it's in downtown Charleston, right off King Street, I want to say. And
And you just wandered upon this on a visit?
No. So actually, one of my girlfriends, she had a pair. And when we did our half marathon in Charleston, it was me and four other girls. So there's five of us. And we're like, we should all get something to commemorate the fact that we all did a half marathon together and almost died.
And who would have thought pajamas?
Right. And so, yes, exactly. Who would have thought pajamas? So, but we all were kind of went in and we're like, oh my gosh, these are so cute. And they're very kind of basic, but they're like elevated basics. They're like good kind of basics to have in your pajama drawer.
Yes.
And highly recommend when you buy them, make sure you get the Pima cotton.
Okay.
And they come in all different colors. So they come in like a blue, a hydrangea, a green, a
Paris green. I have it on their website. It's really pretty.
Really pretty. And then
really pretty.
Yes.
Short sets, pants sets.
They have long sets.
Night shirts.
Yes. So they have
a really good website.
Yeah. So they have like t-shirts, long shorts or long pants. Then they have t-shirt shorts or tank top shorts. Mm. They have so many different combinations. Just highly recommend going on there. Yeah,
that's really good.
Lake pajamas, make sure you get the Pima cotton.
Okay.
And if you order it for as a gift, make sure you check the box and get a gift box because the gift box is beautiful.
It's so pretty. Okay, let's talk about that real quick because I think this is important. A lot of times I skip over selecting gift box or gift wrap because I'm afraid it delays the shipping. Do you think that's true? Because I'm missing out on some gift boxes, I feel
know.
Like.
Some gift boxes. I just think.
So if you do it early enough, that's not a problem.
Yes.
But I just ordered some things today and I did not check the gift wrap.
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Yeah.
Maybe too long.
I will say though, order the lake pajamas like now then and get the box because and I
that even box
the,
is beautiful.
It's like a bright blue.
It is pretty. I mean, it's that's part the of the ribbon. Gift experience with them.
It's and so keep the box.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then reuse it for another gift.
Absolutely. Yes.
So highly recommend those.
Perfect.
And then so my local idea is actually going to Gourmet and Home and getting their vinglace, and I'm obsessed with the vinglace.
Okay. I don't know about this.
So it is a. Basically like a wine bottle cooler.
Okay. So yes, I have seen that.
It's kind of almost like a Yeti for your wine bottle.
Yes.
And so you twist off the top.
Okay.
You put your white wine, your champagne, your rosé, whatever it is.
Okay.
Put the top on, twist it on, and you just leave it out. So when you're in the summer, particularly if you're having people over and you guys are sitting outside, you can bring your rosé out and you put it in there and it keeps it cold.
Really?
Yes.
So do you have to keep this container refrigerated or
it's just on your shelf,
ready to go all the time?
Yes.
That's really important.
And they have different colors. So they have like white, stainless steel, black.
Okay.
I have the white one.
Uh-huh.
And I got it for my birthday 2 years ago. And I use it all the time. Even
that's
when we
really
have parties,
good gift,
I will just put it out too. Mm-hmm. Just because then you don't have to keep going in and out of the fridge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's
highly
a really good one.
Yes. And you can buy it local at Gourmet and Home.
Love it. We love everything at Gourmet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is that it for you under 100?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so here's my under 100. And, okay, I know I'm going to.
I'm so excited.
I know. I don't know. Okay, so let me just preface this by saying lipstick is a thing for me. I think all ladies should have a little lip on.
Yeah.
And so mine is the new Hermes lipstick.
Ooh.
Did you know they were making a lipstick?
No, I did not.
Yes. And I may or may not have one.
Oh.
And I may or may not have ordered some for some people in my family. But, okay, let me show it to you. I'm going to pull it up here, Anna, so you can see how pretty the cases are. Aren't they beautiful?
They're beautiful.
And for me, a lot of times, it's about the case.
Well, and what did we talk about? The packaging,
the
right?
The packaging, yes. Exactly.
It makes all the difference.
And so...
So it's color blocked for those that, you know, if you're driving or something right now and you can't look at it when we're talking about it, it's color blocked. So it's like a bright white on the top third of the tube.
Right.
And then two different colors underneath.
Yes. And so I like the matte and it's $67. I know that is kind of a lot for a lipstick.
However,
I will
back you up. Lipstick lasts you for a long time.
They do.
And if you go through a full thing of lipstick, you're not going to go through that in a weekend.
No.
It's going to take a while.
I just love receiving a lipstick. And I just
So what color
love it.
What color
well, okay,
do you recommend?
So that's the thing. Lipsticks are hard, right?
Yeah.
To order online.
Right.
And so but I'm not going to be going to a store to try lipstick on. I don't even think makeup counters do it any. I don't even know how they're doing
it
now.
Right now, I have no idea.
Okay, so I know that I fall into the pink categories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pretty much safe with any pink choose.
Yeah.
Whether it's a pale or a bright or... and so if I feel like if you kind of know
your
category,
skin tone. Yeah.
If you're more pinks, more reds, more... oranges,
right?
Then you can't really go wrong, right?
Right.
Because some days you like a pale pink, and some days you like a bright pink.
Yeah.
And so,
that's a good idea. I love it
because mainly because it's new,
right?
And I like the latest and greatest, new stuff.
And no one else has it.
And no one else has it.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, my second idea under $100 is, And again, I apologize if I'm not saying this correctly. Asulin travel books.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to show Anna this.
I know exactly. Yes.
Have you seen these?
Yes, they're beautiful. Anna. Caroline and I actually saw them.
You did? Yes. Oh, they're so beautiful.
They are so pretty.
It's like a collection of travel books they've done, and they're in these beautiful, bright colors, mm-hmm. and they just look so beautiful on your
like a coffee table book.
A coffee table book, yeah. is what they are, really.
Yeah.
And I think right now they're actually on sale, but they're under $100. I think they range in $75 to maybe $90. And it's just nice because if you've been to any of these places, mm-hmm. they have St. Tropez, Athens, Palm Beach, Capri, St. Moritz, Aspen. It's just nice, especially if you've been to one of those,
right.
to have it. So I think that's a great gift.
I agree. And I love a good coffee table book because I love flipping
and
through
it. And these are very popular right now.
Yes, they're beautiful.
So we'll have this on our list linked so you can look that up as well. So those are the two
I
items.
Love those. That's a good one. Those are good
so
ones.
So good. Okay. Under $200.
Okay, moving on up.
Okay, what you got?
Okay, so my first option is called the Hatch Restore Clock. Have you heard of this?
No.
So the reason why I put this on there, because I feel like I can't be the only one who struggles to sleep. I mean, I cannot sleep ever. I think we've mm-hmm. talked about this. I think when I did my morning show shift,
right.
that just had screwed me up for life. And I just,
right.
falling asleep is not really the issue. It's staying asleep and mm-hmm. waking up then once I finally fall asleep, which usually I fall asleep mm-hmm. right before I wake up. So then I'm groggy,
exactly.
you know?
Yes.
And so this is, so Hatch actually.
Okay, you keep talking. I'm going to look this up while you're
so
saying this.
Hatch actually started as a baby, like a baby nightlight sort of thing.
Okay.
But now they made like an adult version alarm clock. And so it syncs
okay.
up to your circadian rhythm.
Okay.
And what will happen is you can set
oh,
it.
I see.
You can set it to when you want to go to bed.
Yes.
And when you want to wake up. And it will simulate, like, say, when you set your alarm at, you know, 6:30 or something like that.
Okay.
You can set on how it simulates a sunrise to wake you up, so it'll gradually get brighter.
Stop it.
And you can have certain noise, like you know, birds chirping.
Oh,
and
oh get, no! Yes,
yeah.
that's
so
perfect.
So it gets louder.
Yes.
So then you wake yes. up so peaceful. You're not. It's not like a blaring alarm,
right.
like
wah, wah, or your phone.
Wah. Yes,
right.
I mean, because that's what I use.
I do too.
Right.
I do too.
And
okay,
so,
but this is like dome shaped.
Yes, it's like a half a dome shape.
Okay, and the one I'm looking at here has some color.
Yes, and so you can choose different lights and
okay.
stuff like that. So
does the color stay on all night?
No. So it will, like, when you fall asleep, it can simulate a sunset. So it'll be like a dim light.
Anna, I'm telling you, this is good.
So we have...
Look, this in this picture, this lady's reading
yeah.
a book by
yeah.
the glow of this
yeah.
light.
I know. And it goes with your phone. So it's...
It's interactive
yeah.
with your phone.
So there's an app so you can set your alarm and everything like that.
Does it have a remote control? No, it's your phone.
No, it's
your
phone.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is really good.
So, I mean, because I feel like I can't be the only one that sleeps
no.
terrible.
No.
And this really does help. And when you wake up and you wake up to a sunrise, and you wouldn't think that a tiny little, you know, alarm clock
oh, no,
like
right.
that would wake you up
right.
and emit enough light to wake
right.
you up. But no, you're like, oh my
yeah.
gosh, I'm waking up so peaceful.
Yeah, I do not like to sleep in a room without a window.
Yeah.
Because... I think I do wake up because there's some daylight
yes.
that comes in around the
yes.
drapery.
Yes. Well, and especially right now, too, when it's
yes.
dark so much later.
That is so good.
So it's really good. It's really, really good. I actually think
that's a good
I'm
going
to get that for my brother.
Okay.
Because, you know, he just got a job. He just graduated college, just got a job. And I think that's
yes,
such a good.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And it's not like a blaring
no, right,
thing.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. And it doesn't look terrible on your nightstand.
No, it's very
not like,
attractive.
It's not like the olden days with the big black clock with the red numbers
flashing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
That's so good. Okay.
So that's, and it's not that expensive, I feel
okay.
like. It's under
I think that's a great yeah.
dollars actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So then my
Perfect.
Other option,
yes.
my local option is the Julie Voss. Have you heard of this jewelry line?
Yes. I have seen it like when I've been out of town.
Yes. And
yes.
so Gregory Isbell Jewelers
okay.
in Johnson City.
Did not know this.
They carry
it. Did not know that.
And they have stuff ranging, you know, from $40 up to $400.
Yes.
But one of my favorite things is I love mm-hmm. their, I love earrings. I love yes. their statement earrings.
Yes.
And they have some beautiful statement earrings there
okay.
that you can easily get under $200. But you can get, what's really nice too, is that they have this one. It's the, I want to say it's the lock. It's the lock okay. earrings. And
yes.
it's so pretty. They're just like a pretty gold hue. Mm.
Yes, her gold is beautiful.
Yes, it's really pretty.
It's and so I think pretty it's, yes, on any skin tone.
I agree. I just love the fact that it's a local
yes,
jeweler carries
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. That's really
wide,
smart of them
yes,
to carry that.
And they it has a wide variety. So they have like the smaller, you know, more inexpensive earrings.
Yes.
But then they have kind of the more expensive
right.
statement earrings.
Right.
And I think that's such
no,
a good gift.
I mean,
gift.
Yes, I have
and
seen
And who doesn't love jewelry?
I know, right. I actually do think I bought, I can't remember. I think it was a necklace. With like a cross on it.
Oh, so pretty.
I know, I gotta go. I'm pretty sure that's who it's by.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
So that's my idea.
You're doing really good.
Okay, I wanna hear yours.
Okay, $200 and under. Okay. This is, it's called, I'm gonna click on it here so you can see.
Okay.
It's called the Ember Temperature Control
yes.
Smart Coffee Mug.
I know exactly.
Do you know about this?
Yes.
Wow.
I want to get it for Russell, but really so I can use it.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you credit to my mom. You know, I was asking her what she wanted. She
uh-huh.
said, oh, I hope someone gets me an Ember coffee
oh,
mug.
That's
and
cute.
So, of course, I'm thinking Gourmet and Company.
Right.
She must have seen it there. And she said, I said, okay, I'll look at Gourmet. She said, no, it's Amazon. And I said, okay.
Hey, she knows.
I know,
and knows
right? And
stuff.
So this, okay, it's like, it's a coffee mug keeps your drink perfectly hot for up to 80 minutes on a single charge. And it has a charging coaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so I think, you know, I don't have one yet, but I'm pretty sure you can heat the mug and then the coaster can keep it. It's two separate things.
Right. So it's like if you make a cup of coffee, you put it in and it keeps the coffee warm while you drink it.
Yes.
Because I think everyone,
yes.
what happens is you leave
yes.
it out a little too long.
Yes.
Then you either microwave it or throw it out and get another
right.
cup, you know.
Right. And how attractive is this white one?
I know. I love it.
I mean, and I think they come in black.
I think so.
And maybe the silver color.
Yeah.
And it also is app controlled through your phone. Turn that coffee mug on with your phone. Is there anything we don't turn
no,
on with our phones now?
There's always an app. There's always an app.
I mean, crazy, right? And
yes.
So this one right here, $130.
Which I think that's such a good gift.
I
because
do too.
I, now, to be fair, I don't think that I would necessarily ever buy myself the Ember, but
right.
I would get it for
You'd like to
else.
Receive it?
Yes. Yes,
for
I would
sure.
like to receive it. But, you know, just kind
Absolutely.
Of being like, oh, do I want to spend that much money on a
right.
on a mug for myself,
right.
but I will get it for someone else.
I
That's
know.
What I'm saying. I would get it for Russell.
I know.
So I can
I know.
Use it, but I wouldn't buy it for myself. I don't know. That doesn't
I
make sense.
I love this because it's just kind of, you know, you like to give gifts that are new and,
useful.
You know, useful. So that falls into that category.
Now I love it. And I think they're very sleek, too.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And they come in different sizes. I think 10 ounce and 14 ounce.
Okay, perfect.
So that's good. Okay, the second thing I have under, and when we were both clearly, when we were doing this in our separate homes, we didn't know what each other was doing. It's funny how I could narrow it down to one item.
No, it
we've,
was
we've
really
put
hard.
Like
yeah.
two per category, right? Okay, so my second one is my beloved Sierre Trudon candle, which I have burning right here on the table.
And it smells great.
Oh, they're beautiful
yes.
too. I mean, so I was first introduced to these candles by G&G Interiors in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the entire line of their products. And when you walk into their store, the scent is something like I had never smelt before. And when I asked about it, they said, oh, it's our Sierre Trudon candles. And it goes back to, it's a French company mm-hmm. that's been around, let's see here on the candle, since 1643. And wow. so I think they have mastered the scents.
The candle making art. yes. And, it does smell so good.
Oh, they're so good. And they're a little pricey is the thing. They're $125 per candle, but they come in the most beautiful container, and you can reuse for flowers arranging, or your makeup brushes, or a pencil cup in the kitchen, or
I will say it is a beautiful container.
It does have another purpose.
Yes.
And it is sitting on the beautiful Sierra Trudon Coast Candle Coaster.
Ooh. And so it comes with a coaster.
No, you have to buy the coaster
separate. Oh, you have to buy the coaster.
But both of those would fall under the $200 price range.
What a great little gift.
So the candle's $125, and I think the coaster was like $50, so maybe it's...
I feel like that's the perfect gift for, like, the person who has everything.
I do too.
Right?
Yes.
Because I mean, how many times have we talked about this? Yes. We love candles, and you cannot go wrong
Can't
with
go
a
wrong.
Candle.
No. So that is my special...
I love that.
No,
I
love it.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so I lied. I actually put four things under this category. I'm now seeing that. Okay, so I'm a huge, huge fan of Simon Pierce glassware. Mm-hmm. So I had to have on my list the Simon Pierce glass Christmas trees. And I put it under the $200 category because you can start your collection below that because they have small trees that go all the way up to the really taller ones, you know. But it's just such a great gift, especially for a difficult person to buy for, right? Because you can, and I think I fall into that category, I've been told, that because it can, you know, you can add to it. It can grow. And I just love to know if people collect something like that. Mm-hmm. And I love to start people on collections.
That's a good idea.
So
that is a really good idea.
Okay, also under there, the Simon Pierce glass picture frames.
Yes.
If you've ever seen those.
They're so pretty.
And once you see them,
I have a couple, and they're so pretty.
It's like it's hard to go back.
I know. And there's what I love too is that they're so easy to change a picture in and out.
I know. It's just literally this block of glass that
so sleek.
So sleek. Mm-hmm. You remove, put your picture on the stand. It's really nice.
And that really is such a great gift.
It is a good gift.
And when we get to the next
category,
I'll talk about this. But I love getting pictures and picture frames as presents.
I do too. And I don't think, you know, that with the picture frames, we've all got pictures laying around that you're like, oh, if I only had a frame, I'd put it in, right?
Right.
So
you're just kind of waiting until you get a nice frame. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Next category, under $300.
All right.
What you got?
So my under $300 first one is the Dyson hairdryer.
Okay. Do you know that I already have that on my list?
Really? So there you go.
We both have it on our list.
It's such a good gift.
I was wondering if this was going to happen, if we would have the same.
And we did.
That is crazy.
That is so funny.
Do you have one?
Okay. So let me tell you the story.
Okay.
So I needed a new hair dryer.
Okay.
So I went and bought a really nice one, but not the Dyson one.
Okay.
The dry bar one that's like bright yellow.
Yes.
Right.
So I love their items and their products.
Too.
Yeah.
So I bought that.
Okay.
And I mentioned a while ago to my mom that I wanted the Dyson, but I didn't think that, you know, I just didn't even really think she paid attention.
Okay.
Well, then Russell must have talked to my mom because Russell comes back and goes,
so great.
I think you need to take that, you need to return that hair dryer back because I didn't open it yet.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Yes. How so? Or like, why?
Oh.
And then he let it slip.
Oh, no.
So I kind of know that I am getting one in the
middle. Okay.
However, I've used it from, you know, borrowed it from a couple of friends.
Yes.
And it is amazing.
It's amazing.
It is a game changer.
It is a game changer, really, you all.
Long hair.
Yes, Anna.
It is awesome.
Yeah. And the first place someone used it on me in a salon. And I said, oh, my gosh. Look, you know, can I hold it?
Mm-hmm.
Super lightweight.
Yes.
Fits in your hand perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and dries your hair smooth. Mm-hmm. And it is a game changer.
It is.
It really is. And I think they have different levels of them.
Yeah. And they have different like attachments and different stuff like that. Yes.
And so you can, I think it kind of fits into maybe a couple of, well, it's in the 300 and under price range, right?
The base model.
They're expensive.
Yeah, they
really are expensive in terms of a hairdryer. Mm-hmm. I know, but
they're a good gift.
It's so worth it.
It is.
It's so worth it.
It really is. I think that it's one of those things where once you try it, you can never go back.
Yeah. No, I agree. Oh, that's so
good. And I'm so excited. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. But I'll pretend to be surprised. But I'm so excited to get it.
Yeah. You're going to, it is not going to be a chore anymore to dry your hair.
And that's the thing is, I don't know about you, but like, after I like work out or something, I'm like, ugh, not that I have to go shower and wash my hair, but it's the drying. You have to
commit. It's the drying.
When you wash your hair, you have to commit to drying your hair.
It's the styling and the whole,
And it takes like a long time.
It does. It is.
And I just have such long hair. Well,
you won't. You won't be, you know, you'll be like, yes, let me dry my hair.
I am so excited. So yeah, so that is my first one. And I think that's such a great gift idea.
I love it.
A sister. You know, maybe a friend if a couple of other friends want to go in on it.
Yes.
Or a mother, mother-in-law.
Go in on a gift and get someone something, you know, one thing.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my second option, it's a local. So you mentioned Simon Pierce picture frames.
Okay.
And I said, I love picture frames, anything like that. I said, instead of an actual physical thing, I said, why don't you find a local photographer? And I think especially to parents, this is such a good idea. Mm-hmm. And set up basically a photography session for the whole family. Oh, so then the parents can have pictures and then gift them a photo book with those pictures.
That is fabulous.
Because it's always hard to find the family together. I mean, like, you know, we were talking about Christmas cards, but maybe at a different point during the year.
Yes.
And when that the whole extended family is there. Yeah.
And I would not have thought of it to give as a gift.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, to receive that.
Right.
I would be over the moon.
Right. And I think, and there's so many local photographers that you can use too.
Yeah.
Even on a trip too.
I know. You know?
So I think it's so, that's such a memory that I think no one would ever hate to receive.
Oh gosh, no.
You know?
No, that's really smart.
And photo books are expensive too.
I know, right?
So you could really give them, you know, a photo book after.
Absolutely.
So
love.
Yeah, that's my second option. Yeah.
Gosh, these are all so good.
I know. I'm excited to hear yours.
I know. Okay. Well, actually, I can't believe I only have one item in this category. But it does kind of go along the same lines. I'm going to click on it here and show you. Okay, so are you familiar with Simple Human products?
No.
You're not?
No.
Anna?
Okay, show me the packaging. Okay. I wonder if I'm...
Okay, here we go.
Yes, my gosh.
It's the Simple Human new makeup mirror. And this one is called, is their new Trio mirror. Okay, and it comes in an 8-inch or the 10-inch is their new one.
Oh.
And so, I mean, like, that's pretty big.
That is a big
one. You know,
one.
I mean.
Which I don't know if I want to see that much of my face.
But what's so great about this mirror is that it has three magnification settings.
Your eyes
settings.
Or something like that.
So you get, I think it's like you get like a standard, like, you know, whatever that's called. And then it goes up to 5. Okay, so it's 1, 5 times, and then 10 times. 10 times is like you can
scary.
Really see too much. Yes. But how beautiful is that?
It is really pretty and nice and sleek.
I love it. And it comes on this beautiful stand and you charge it.
That's beautiful.
And the light on it is beautiful. I actually think you get several different lighting, daylight and nighttime light. It's expensive, you know, but the 8-inch one is $300 exactly. And they were having a really good sale on them. And so you could actually get one
of the 8-inch
for like $225 is what I saw it for. So, but they make like garbage cans and dish racks for your sink.
Yes. Okay. That's how I recognize
they
it.
They make all of that great, really good looking stuff.
Yes.
And it's really
useful.
Useful.
Yes.
Exactly.
No, that is a really, really good idea.
I hope I get a makeup mirror. I really do. I really want one of those.
Caroline.
I know. Oh.
You really just need to email this list.
I'm going to.
You really do.
To my family. And yes. Okay. So we finally made it to our splurge items.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. How many did I put on here? 1, 2, 3,
I only
four,
put two.
Five. I did five.
You did five. Okay. Why don't you start?
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you?
Okay. Okay.
You start.
So splurge items, you know, I think, okay, the first one I did is the new iPhone 12.
Oh, that's a really good
that's
one.
That's a good splurge.
Yes.
Right.
That really is.
If it's time for you to upgrade or trade in, or you might consider that, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think that's a good, you know, gift. Everybody
yes.
would want that.
I agree.
Okay. Another splurge item for me would be the new Apple Watch Series 6.
Yeah.
Can you believe they're already out with 6?
No, I cannot. Do you want to hear something actually really funny? So yes. Russell literally just bought a new Apple Watch a month ago or so.
Okay.
Because he lost his other one.
Oh, no.
Last night, we were sitting on the couch and he goes, oh, my gosh, look
Stop
what I just
it.
Found.
It was in the couch.
It was in the couch. And I just look at him and I go, that's really annoying.
That is crazy.
Isn't that so funny? Yes. Because I know if I were to lose mine, which I would never lose mine because I'm responsible, that he would be like, he would say, we're not buying you another watch. Like, you would just have to.
I know, right? Okay, so I have the Series 5.
Okay.
Which I just got back in the summer,
uh-huh.
you know, when I really got into tennis.
Right.
Because I liked, you know, following my fitness on
right.
it.
Right. You like logging the calories.
Exactly.
We're going to be working out.
Yes. I want to see it. And I want those rings to light up and
yes.
tell me I've completed all my goals.
Yes.
Okay. So, but the best thing on these Apple Watches, you guys, literally the best function is you can ping
your phone. Yes.
So when you lay it down and you can't find it, all you do is hit it on your, and it
yeah, it's makes life so
best,
much easier.
You all. But I didn't even know they had a 6 out. So I think a splurge would be the 5
yeah.
series
no,
too.
No, I agree.
But I want it to reverse. Wouldn't it be good if you could ping your watch?
Can you not?
Then Russell could have found his watch.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Don't even know. That was, I literally sat there and I just looked at him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So the other splurge on here too was, the hairdryer we just talked about.
Yes.
The Dyson hairdryer. Because the upper range on that one is pricey.
Right.
It's a splurge. Okay. But here's my big one for me right now.
Okay.
I am loving the Rimowa luggage.
Okay.
Do you know about Rimowa luggage?
No.
Okay.
You are opening up my eyes to
okay.
all my things.
So here's the deal. Have you watched Schitt's Creek?
Yes. Love Schitt's Creek.
Oh my gosh.
We're in the middle of the last season right now.
Are you really?
Yes.
Huge fan. Me too. Okay. So I will say, before I even, you know, I'm just now getting to the game of
okay.
watching Schitt's Creek. And so very first episode, they show up right to the hotel
right.
in Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And on that bus comes off all of this Rimowa luggage.
Okay.
Did you know at that time? Okay. Every bit of that is Rimowa luggage. Okay. So here it is.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So let me see here. It's the aluminum. Is that how you, I mean, it's the original aluminum suitcase.
Okay.
And
it's
obviously
duty.
It's heavy duty. It's on wheels. It's, let me see here. Let me show you this.
But super stylish, too.
Super
yes.
stylish. I mean, look at that.
I love it. Ooh, I love that color.
I know. They have
the gold.
This kind of rose gold.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And it, you know, it is, it's durable, but, and they'll tell you, you know, if you're going to fly with this luggage, which obviously I am, it's going to get beat up.
Right.
Okay. But that's the beauty of it.
Right.
Because it gives it that worn and traveled look.
Right.
Right? Okay, so I'm...
I love that idea.
So
luggage
good.
Is actually a really good idea.
It is
idea.
A good gift. I mean, it's a splurge.
It is.
It is,
and
but it's
is
an
expensive.
Investment.
Yes.
I know. And so I actually bought my first piece for myself.
Building a collection?
Building my own collection. And so I bought a piece last year and I bought, it's called the trunk and it's a trunk. I mean, it holds a lot of stuff.
And you travel with it.
And I have traveled with it.
Like on the airplane.
Oh, yeah. And it's got some dings on it, but I'm okay with it.
Right.
I'm totally okay with it. Now, they do make a, what do they call it? They make one that has, that's not aluminum. It's more of a plastic type. There's a fancy word for it. But anyway, go on their website and look, and it will not get the dings on it.
You know? I love it. That's a really, really good idea.
I know.
It's so nice luggage is always.
I know. And then you can add to it.
Yes.
Even if it's every other year.
Right.
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 So that's a splurge for me.
And you might as well buy that since no one can really travel anywhere
right
now.
Exactly. That's true.
Spend your money on the luggage.
Oh, okay. My last and final splurge item is the Lululemon Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Mirror? Have you seen that? Do you know about it?
Yes.
It's this exercise
fitness mirror
that, and it's funny, we just read an article on the girl who came up with this. A ballerina, 37 years old, developed this product.
Wow.
Lululemon just purchased it from her for $500 million. Is that crazy?
What?
Yes.
Wow.
She is set for life, don't you think?
Yes.
And
that's amazing.
But I just love it. And
yes. And it's very, and we keep saying this word a lot, it's very sleek.
It is.
Like
it,
you could put it in your bedroom.
Anywhere.
Yes. You could put it in the basement. You could put it wherever.
Right. And so, you know, and it's the whole, it's an interactive workout that obviously you have to have a subscription, I guess, to the workouts you want to buy. But I don't know. I'm kind of liking that.
No, I think that's so great.
You know, so,
I think it's so good.
Anyway, those are my splurges.
I love those. Those are really good ideas.
Okay. Tell me yours.
Okay.
Okay.
So my first splurge, you mentioned the Simon Pierce trees.
Yes.
So they actually have like sets and they have trios. So if you are starting a collection,
you could start with
start with a trio. So it's just three different trees and they have, you know, obviously depending on the sizes, but they have the trio starting at $425, which then you got three right there.
Yes.
That, you know, look good.
Look good.
Yes.
Go together and you have an instant
collection.
Little vignette to put out.
Exactly.
And I will tell you too, with these Simon Pierce trees, I mean, I can't even tell you what, I'm a big fan. Did you see him?
Yes.
Okay. But
there's about 20 out on your table.
I leave them up through the end of February.
I mean, they really are
because
beautiful.
It's a winter type for me, not just Christmas.
Yes.
But they're so beautiful. I think they carry through winter.
I agree. And I think what's nice too is that there's kind of different variations to them.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, the echo like one, which is more kind of strands around.
Yes.
Then they have the ones with kind of the bubbles inside.
Yes.
Then they have the frosted ones.
The silver leaf. And I mean, they're just, they have really mastered that beauty. So that's a great one.
Yes. So that was my, splurge. And
okay.
I think just, especially if you don't have any, just getting the trio, would, I think, just be perfect. And like
you
said, a perfect little set to just put over on and, you know, like in the foyer or wherever, like on a little dresser, whatever.
Love it.
And then my other splurge is a trip.
Oh, that is a splurge.
You know, and I think, you know, even though maybe if people don't feel comfortable flying somewhere, you can, there's so many great places within that you can drive to.
Yes.
And within, you know, a couple hours of our area. And you and I have talked about this before. And so my splurge trip.
Where would it be?
I would say go to Old Edwards. It's a couple hours away.
That's a good one.
It's in Highlands.
Yes.
And it's a very cute little town.
Yes.
Good restaurants.
That's
good shops.
Really good.
And it's very cozy. I mean, you could be as adventurous as you want, or you could be as hermit crab and stay in and do the spa and stay in your room by the fire.
It's so beautiful up there.
So that would be my splurge. And because that's, you know, that's not, that's pretty expensive to go up there for a weekend, but it's worth it.
Yes.
And the food is great. I mean, it really is. So that was my second splurge.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes. Okay, so we went through that too.
I mean, those were so good.
Yes.
Okay, so I thought we did kind of a fun, we didn't want to leave the men in our lives out because these are mostly, I would say, we did things for females, right?
Yes.
So we did.
And also, guys are hard to shop for.
I know, they are. Oh,
they really
definitely
are.
Definitely. Okay, so we wanted didn't want to leave you guys out. So Anna had this idea. So we came up with some categories for the men in our lives. And here are the categories: the outdoorsy guy, the foodie, the golfer, and the techie. How good is that?
I know. Anna. We'll go through them.
Okay, I'm going to let you start.
Okay, so I said for the outdoorsy guy, a Hydro Flask water bottle. Have you heard of those?
No.
So they're awesome. No. So they are kind of like the new Yeti.
Okay.
So they are stainless steel.
Okay.
They have different kind of mouth spigots. They're more kind of sporty. You know, where like the Yetis have like the lid and the straw sort of thing.
Right.
You can get that at Hydro Flask, but it's more kind of like the open lid.
I like that. Right.
And you can... What's nice is when you order it online, you can choose different colors, and they have all different colors. And what's nice is they have like a rubber boot at the bottom, so you can choose a different color for the boot.
Oh, that's cool.
So like for my brother last year, a couple years ago for his birthday, I got him a blue like boot, and then a darker blue or a blue bottle and then a darker blue boot. So it was like kind of color blocking. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was really nice. And they're not that expensive, which is nice.
I think that is a great gift for a man.
Yes. And it's easy.
Love it.
Yes, it's great. And then I also said for a local idea, Mahoney's is always so easy to just go to. And
anything
find something.
In there. Yes. Anything in there. The guys like.
I agree. Yes. But there's these shirts that are so soft. They're called Free Fly.
Okay.
And they're SPF in the shirts, which is really nice.
Okay.
And they're just long sleeve.
Okay.
They have solid colors.
Yes.
And, you know, like grays, blues, greens, all that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
And it's just a nice thing, especially for guys to have when they're out, you know, doing yard work or hiking or walking, whatever.
Because that's really good.
I feel like guys aren't good about putting sunscreen on anyways.
No. I
love
that.
And they're
really
thin, which is good.
That is really good.
Yeah. So those are my two ideas.
Okay. Love that. Okay. I do have in that category, and I'll show you these.
Yes.
Okay. So I hope I'm pronouncing this.
I was going to put these.
Were you
going to
put
this
too?
Yeah. That's funny.
So do you pronounce it own?
Yeah. Or on. I say on. I don't really know.
I know.
I don't know the right way.
I know. It's spelled. It appears to be O-N, but it has that little funky thing on there. So anyway, these are men's waterproof shoes.
Oh, and look at hiking ones.
And they've come out with the high top, I guess, and the hiking boot. And so, AR has a pair of these, and he loves them.
Yes.
Well, he has several pairs, but he does have this waterproof.
The hiking one.
For the outdoors.
That's
so
smart.
And, you know, and they look good.
Yes.
They're so stylish.
They're very stylish.
Very popular right now.
Yes.
Right?
If you haven't heard of them, you'd probably seen them and
you just didn't know the name of them. So either I think it's French. Is it French for them?
German? Have no idea.
Okay, I don't either. Okay, well, but it's O-N if you're looking that up. And again, I've got the link on here, so we'll get that to you.
Yes.
Okay, the other thing for the outdoorsy guy, have you heard of Bombas?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was going to put that on there, too. That's so funny.
Okay, so we swear by these in this house. AR and Jack, I mean,
love them.
That's all they want are Bombas. That's all I hear about all the time. I think they like them because they're lightweight.
Right.
They come in different heights, you know, for your no-show, ankle, knee, whatever, higher socks. But Bombas, they are a really good sock.
I love that.
Okay.
No, that's such a good idea because I feel like nice kind of athletic socks like that, a guy would never buy for themselves.
I know.
Right.
I mean, they're not expensive. I mean, they're affordable.
Right.
Really, really good gift for a guy.
A really good gift.
Yeah. Really good. Okay. So let's move on to the foodie.
Okay.
I'll just tell you right now, I don't have anything under because I just drew a blank. I didn't know what to say on that. So you take that one.
So my two options that I had was a sous vide. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Okay. So a sous vide is so cool.
Okay.
It is a cool like kitchen gadget.
Okay.
So how I kind of say it's like a crock pot and that you can put food
okay.
and let it cook and walk away.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like you don't have to babysit it.
Okay.
But how it works is it's it rate it's
can this, I can I look this up while yes. we're talking?
So okay. it's spelled SOUSVIDE. And you can look on like Amazon.
Okay.
They have them all over there.
Okay.
And what's so nice is that it's this temperature kind of gadget that you put inside like a pot. You can okay. just use any pot or like a bin or whatever, and you fill the bin with water.
Okay.
And it raises the temperature to whatever temperature it needs to be to cook your food.
Okay.
So that's what it looks like. So okay. you put, say, we've cooked steaks. So say like steaks are okay. really hard for me to cook. They're really hard for Russell to cook because
right.
he likes his medium rare. I like mine well done. So okay. it's kind of hard right. to figure that out.
Okay.
So what we do is you just take the steak, you know, say you get a right. filet mignon
okay.
and you put it in a plastic bag. Some people vacuum seal it.
Okay.
If they have a vacuum sealer, we don't have a vacuum sealer. So we just okay. take a Ziploc bag with the zipper, you know, at the top.
Yes.
And you water immerse the steak into the water. So it vacuum seals it with the water.
Stop it.
And then you just barely have the zipper above the water and you zip it closed. And then you just leave it in the water and the sous vide contraption cooks it, but it cooks it evenly.
Stop it.
Because it keeps the water the perfect temperature to cook it through. So then what happens is when the, you know, and it maybe takes like an hour and a half or something.
Right.
Then you take the steak out and you, what they say, reverse sear it. So you put it on a pan to give it
to
that crispiness.
It
and then it's cooked
perfect.
Perfectly.
Okay.
So we've done chicken,
I mean, this
steak.
Is really.
Yes.
I mean, this is amazing. I didn't even know this existed.
Yes. So, and we've used it quite a bit. We've used it for a steak,
wow.
chicken,
and this
fish.
Looks like it just clips onto a stainless
yeah.
kind of
so I just
pot.
Yes. Yeah, so I just used for a while. I just used my Le Creuset, like my biggest kind of Dutch
yes,
oven.
Yes.
Because we were cooking it for, you know, maybe like us and our neighbor. So four people were doing
right.
chicken breasts.
You okay.
know? And okay. then Russell ended up buying this big kind of plastic bin off Amazon for like $30.
Right.
That can fit more.
Oh,
so
nice.
We've done it now for parties where you put, where you just individually wow. wrap chicken breasts and you'll put like the herbs and stuff in the bag.
No.
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at it right here on Williams and Sonoma's
yes.
website. I mean,
yes.
they sell them everywhere. But look, those are the bags you can buy.
Yep. And you don't have to buy those
You don't
bags.
Have to buy those.
You can just buy the normal Ziploc bags as long as there's
yes,
a zipper.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's nice is most
that
of the
that is amazing.
Most of the sous vide have an app, so you, if you can look up on
of
the app and say,
of course they do.
I know. So you can look up on the app and say,
okay,
I'm cooking chicken breast tonight, and it'll
right.
tell you what temperature and how long to cook the chicken at.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got to look this up.
So
that
sous vide.
Is really good, Anna.
So that's my
okay.
that's my first option.
Okay. Love that.
And it's a really good gift. We gave
that
it to
is.
And my
parents. I should have looked at that price range. Was it like 130?
There's ones from under 100 to
okay.
you know, more expensive
okay.
ones.
Okay.
And
that is
they're
good.
They really are good gifts. Mm-hmm. I got them for my parents. We got
okay.
them for Russell's parents. So
okay.
and I always do a cookbook too because
oh,
some
that's
people
a great
have
idea.
No, some people have no idea.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
do I do with this?
What do I do?
But
do
my
do?
Parents have used it a lot.
Okay.
My mom actually does vegetables in it.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that so interesting?
Oh, you teach me so much.
So that was the number one
good.
Thing.
Okay.
That actually might be a good thing
mm-hmm.
for Caroline because she's a foodie.
I know. She is
she
a foodie.
She would love that.
Okay. Don't listen to that, Caroline.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But also good for a guy because this is on our guy's list.
So good. This is our guy list.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then my other option for the foodie,
yes.
my local option is, have you heard of Cured Fine Meats?
No.
This new company that was started
no.
in Johnson City. So a couple friends of mine, the Bombas actually,
okay.
they own Main Street Catering
yes.
in Jonesboro. And
yes.
so they started this kind of meat company where
okay.
they sell bacon and sausage.
Are you kidding?
And it is such good. It's like thick
oh.
cut,
oh.
local
we
bacon.
We love bacon
yes.
in this house.
And so oh. you order it and
okay.
they will ship it to you or you can
okay.
go pick it up or, and it's just
really?
So good.
So do they have a actual storefront?
They don't have a storefront, but they have it online.
Okay.
And it's just
okay.
called Cured Fine Meats.
That's the name of it.
I
okay.
I think their website is cured.com.
Okay.
Don't
look
hold
it
me
up.
To that. Yeah, why
okay.
don't you look that up? But it really, and so we've had their bacon a couple of times and
yes.
it is so good.
Okay.
Highly, highly recommend it.
Oh, wait. I should have put
it in.
And
what's nice is you can go online and you can order it, you know, from their website.
Yes. Okay.
And they, you can ship it to people if
oh,
you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is so nice. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, we'll definitely put this on so you guys can look it up. I'm not able to.
It's curedfinemeats.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And they also have an Instagram too. Cured
oh, really?
Fine Meats.
Okay,
yes.
I got. Oh, look at this bacon on their webpage.
I know. Doesn't that look so good,
Anna?
It's like really, really, you can tell it's high quality bacon.
This
you know?
Is amazing.
Because who doesn't love to get bacon? Like nice
I
bacon,
know, right? Okay, I'm ordering this today.
There you go.
For us,
yes. Oh. And think about like Christmas morning.
I know
too.
That's what I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
So that's my idea.
Okay. Let's move on to the golfer. Do you want me to take that one?
Yes. Because we both have golfers.
Golfers in the house?
Yes.
Okay. So my golfer. Okay. Two things the golfers in this house love are the Titleist Pro V1 golf balls.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to go in the stocking, right?
Yep.
And I mean, you can get them at Dick's Sporting Goods. You can order them online. Easy to get. Mm-hmm. But it's like the primo golf ball
yes.
for golfers.
Yep.
And I think they, you know, there's something like $4 a ball. Is that right?
Yes. They're expensive.
They are expensive.
I learned that the hard way because really? Russell had, I think I told you this, Russell had a ton of them. And every time I go out and play golf, and I'm not a good golfer, so I lose balls
oh,
all the time.
Hitting his
I would
Pro
V1s. I would just be like, oh, I'm out of balls. And I would just grab a case out of the garage.
Yes, yes.
And finally, Russell caught, like, and I didn't know I was doing anything
Where
wrong.
Where are these going?
Right. And so he saw what so I was playing funny. With on the golf course. And he said, don't ever take those again.
Right,
so now he only gets me pink balls. So then I can't mistake
Separates
them.
Yes. Okay. So that's a good one. The other one for the golfers in this house are the range finders.
Yes.
And it's the Bushnell range finders. And you can get them on the golf warehouse mm-hmm. website. And I mean, that's an expensive gift, right?
Yes.
If you, you know, want to spend a lot on the man in your life, get him the new yes. Bushnell golf range finders.
But I will say that is a gift that will they will use
oh, yeah.
all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. So that's
a real, those are really good ideas.
Score you some points there
yes.
to get him that. Okay. What about the techie?
So I had the Tile.
Oh.
Have you? We talked about this.
We talked about this because we had a little episode where we lost some keys to a car on vacation.
You were on vacation.
On vacation. And I'm telling Anna about this nightmare. And she was like, you need the Tile.
So did you get the Tile?
What's the Tile? It's going to be in someone's stocking, Anna. Mm-hmm.
That you all can use.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So tell me about it.
So what's so great about the Tile is
yes.
I got this for Russell a couple of years ago because he always seems to lose his wallet or his keys.
Yes.
Yet he always, most likely 99% of the time, he has his phone with him. And
okay.
So what it is you attach these little square
they're
tiles.
Little squares,
I mean,
yeah.
They're about the size of a quarter, I'd say.
Okay.
And you attach them to, you know, your key ring.
Okay.
Or you slip one in your wallet.
Okay.
And what happens is you download the app on your phone. You know, once again,
Here we
always
go.
Have the app.
Yeah.
And it'll... You can ding it,
yes.
kind of like the Apple Watch to your, you know,
I'm
your
telling
phone.
You. Yeah.
You can ding it to try yeah. and find it.
To find the
and
keys.
It'll tell you where it is on your phone as well. And the best part is you were saying you wish it could be vice versa.
Yes.
You can do vice versa.
Okay.
So say you have your keys with the Tile on it, but you can't find your phone.
Right.
You can click that,
okay.
the Tile, and it'll beep your phone.
Phone. This is a great gift.
It really is. And it's not that expensive either.
I mean, it's amazing. And
it
after
really
what
is.
We just went through on our trip with losing the only set of keys we brought for this car.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe we should travel with two sets of keys. But if I had this.
But no one ever travels with two sets of keys.
I don't know. Maybe
do
people do.
Oh, gosh.
Because what if you do lose a pair?
Right.
I mean, it's a bad situation. So that is great.
Yes.
Great for the techie guy.
Yes. Or even just the forgetful guy.
The forgetful guy. The forgetful family.
But I would say Russell uses that quite a bit.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah,
he
that
really
is
does.
So good.
Because he always misplaces his wallet somewhere or he'll be left in some
yeah.
jeans or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
No.
And so it really is such a good
the
idea.
The lifesaver.
Yes.
For
yes.
sure. Okay. So I have one last gift recommendation, and I'm going to call this is Jack's gift recommendation for a book.
Okay.
Because I think it's good to get a book as a Christmas gift, right? It's the New York Times bestseller, Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have.
And Jack has read it, and he went crazy over it.
Loved it?
Loved it.
Good.
Loved it. And I just really like him. I think it's a sneak peek into a journal that he has been keeping.
It's like a biography.
Yes.
Yes. But he wrote it.
Yes, he wrote it. And it's him journaling throughout his life. And then putting it all together. It's an easy read. Mm-hmm. It's also, I have it on my audio because he actually narrates it.
Uh-huh.
And who doesn't love his voice?
Yes.
Right? It's so good. I mean, it's so good. So highly recommend that book for anyone.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
good job, Jack.
It's good. So thank you, Jack, for that.
I love that.
Okay. So real quick, we're going to wrap this up, but tell us a couple of holiday traditions that you've started.
Okay.
Or that you have done with your family
So I'm trying to think. So with my family, we would always, Christmas Eve, we'd always watch Christmas Vacation.
Us too, Anna.
It has to happen.
Yes. Yes.
For some reason, it always falls on Christmas Eve.
Yes, us too.
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
And so, actually, Christmas Eve is my brother's birthday.
Okay.
So, it's always been kind of a joint, Christmas Eve celebration and then his birthday celebration too.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. And so really, that's kind of the traditions that we've had. And I feel like for Russ and I, we haven't really started too many traditions just because it's just been us two,
I know, right? Well, and it's fun to, for us, it has become a holiday tradition now for the past 3 years that we spend the week before Christmas in Miami with Jack at this golf tournament.
Oh, fun.
And my brother,
he always has the golf tournament.
Yes, it's always the week before Christmas. And my brother and his wife come, and it's just kind of become one of those, I think I never thought, we would go somewhere like that week before Christmas, but it's become a tradition I'm going to miss because, I think once Jack graduates college, we won't be able to do it anymore, but I've loved that. But
other than that,
I love the tradition of starting a game night.
Yes.
Even if you can.
What game do you guys like to
have
play?
Friends over?
Yeah.
Or we love cards. We love to play cards. The kids love, what's the one? Headbands or.
Yes.
And,
I know what
and
you're
you can do it
about.
On
like
your phone.
Heads up.
Yes, heads up.
Yes.
And so we like that. We love Taboo. We love Uno.
Yes.
I mean, and, we've done some of the other kind of riskier Citizens of Humanity. Is that what that is?
Cards Against Humanity.
That's it.
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity.
Maybe not that. But just a game night.
Yes,
right?
I love that.
Game night is fun. A movie night.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Christmas Eve, it's always a tradition for us to go to a Christmas Eve service.
Yes.
And then come back home and just have, I cook small bites, I would say.
Like hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
We normally go to a Christmas Eve service.
Okay.
And then usually we do like a kind of like a nicer dinner on Christmas Eve. Like a beef tenderloin or something like that,
Love that. And then we do open a gift.
Same with us.
Do you do a gift?
Yes, okay. One gift.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it gets out of hand and we go two or three, but I try to keep it at one. But this Christmas, Carolyn has to work on Christmas Day with her new job.
All day.
So we're going to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's okay. 2020 is all about change.
Exactly.
Right. And so
there are no rules in 2020.
No rules in 2020. So this year we're going to do Christmas night at my mom's house at her farm. And I'm hoping maybe even to get everybody to spend the night down
that
there,
would be so nice.
And just really not be rushed and enjoy it.
Right.
So, anyway, that's kind of what ours is going to look like.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
I encourage everyone to start something new, right?
Again,
a game night,
a movie
night.
I love Christmas traditions.
Some kind of something that brings everybody together. Yes. And the movie's a great way to do that.
I will say one Christmas tradition that Russell and I have started is we give each other a nice ornament every year.
Oh, see?
Like a fun ornament.
Yes,
you know,
or you're already
like,
doing it.
Yes. So like I gave him last year like a caviar ornament because we were in Chicago and we tried caviar for the first time. And I just thought it was so funny. I was like, who has a caviar ornament? I feel like I have to get that.
No, that's really... And it's fun to pick up an ornament on a trip.
Yes.
Save it.
Yes.
Right? And then give it as a gift.
Yes.
That's a great tradition, actually, to start.
So, I like the game night because I love a good game night. And usually, when I go home...
Yes, you could get...
we do puzzles or something like that, too.
Yes, that's a great idea, too. Get, you know, some of Russell's family to come over and have a game night.
That would be so fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Well, Anna, thank you.
Thank you.
Loved this.
So fun.
Such a great idea. You are just the perfect person. You have given me such good ideas.
Same with you.
Oh,
I'm so excited to take your
list. This is really good. Thank you guys for listening, and Merry Christmas to everyone. And next time, AR and I will be podcasting from Miami. So stay tuned for that. And to listen to our podcast, subscribe to One Conversation at a Time on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and check us out on the Market Street Media website. Until next time, share what's on your mind, one conversation at a time.